Nicholas Cole, what's going on?
What's up? You know what it is. It's Murphy's World, you know?
I like Murphy's World. I'm going to keep using that. What is happening in the borough?
You know what? What's going on in the borough is music, fried fish, and pinto beans. that's how we do it in Goldsboro.
I mean, I'm kind of jealous because, yeah, you eat some. I'm like, Nicholas, get this plate is full. Like, my God.
You be seeing those plates on Facebook and Instagram. You know, we do it up over here.
I mean, get down with the get down.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad. So tell me, you got to tell me, aside from eating that good food that I'm jealous about. Oh, and happy birthday to your mom. It's your mom's birthday, right?
Thank you. Yeah, she's 54 today.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Yeah.
How are you celebrating?
You know what? We're going to take her to eat tonight. And, you know, we in our family, sometimes we celebrate birthdays a whole week or weekend. So, you know, we might take her shopping maybe tomorrow and, you know, doing dinner tonight, that type of thing. You know, take her out again maybe Sunday, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just going out, you know.
Mom deserves it. Moms deserve it all.
Oh, yeah, she deserves it. You know, she deserves it. I mean, she has spent so many of her years, you know, taking care of, you know, me and my sister when we were growing up. And, you know, a lot of times parents kind of miss out on a lot of their own life trying to do for their family. So, you know, this is her time now. Me and Courtney have grown. And, you know, we're just happy to be able to, you know, turn back around and do some of those things for her now, even though we can't really pay her for everything she's done, you know. It's a great thing that we can, you know, at least do the little things.
Exactly.
You know?
And as right. a mother, we appreciate that. We appreciate the thought. It is wonderful.
Absolutely.
So that is good. Tell me, how's this roller coaster been? You only been on this night sessions roller coaster for a few minutes, but since the release on August 21st, Nicholas, how has the roller coaster been with Night Sessions, your latest album? I love it.
Oh man, it's been crazy. Night Sessions I won't say it's my best work today. I'll let other people say that.
I'll say it's your best work today. I'll say it.
Really? Okay. It's my favorite work today, you know, and I just think that, you know, for this one, I was really able to work with some session musicians that I had always wanted to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin Rogers on drums, who was played for the Ivory Brothers, and R. Kelly, Fred Hammond, Marvin Sapp, you know, a lot of people, just about everybody in gospel. And I needed that feel for that particular song. I worked with horn arranger Phil Lasseter on this record, who's, you know, Prince's horn arranger, and he does a lot of work in the gospel industry and jazz as well, a lot of fusion, funk, and things of that.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to work with some of my, you know, hometown boys, you know, that are bassists, Rodriguez Stuckey and Chris Ellis. So, you know, the guys that I featured on the song, I had worked with all of them before. But as far as the session musicians, I was really happy to lock that rhythm section down and have such a strong groove on pretty much every song because of those session musicians. So, you know, Night Sessions, man, this is my baby. it really is my baby.
I know.
Even though it has only 10 songs on it, I think this record is so different and important for me because I think that I try to really go outside of the box of smooth jazz and what people say it's
mm-hmm.
supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do it on every song, but you can tell the songs that mm-hmm. I stressed a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And me and you talked about that maybe 2 years ago.
Yes, we did. Yes,
we've been talking about that for so long now, and this probably wasn't even an interview the last time. This probably was like a private conversation.
Yes, it was.
We were talking about just, you know, we want jazz to give us the same feeling that it gave us in the 90s, but obviously it can't be the same music.
Right.
So, we got to change our styles a little bit, and I'm not saying necessarily change our styles completely, but we got to add something to gain new followers, but at the same time still keep our long-time followers interested and still, you know, wanting to support the music. And so that was my plan with Night Session. So far, I've had a lot of people call me and message me on social media and tell me, dude, you accomplished that. So,
you did.
That's the greatest feeling.
You did, because, like you said, we did have that conversation. It was quite in depth about the state of music and how you know, your ideas on how to approach a new kind of feeling with the music. And ever since then, I mean, I've been waiting. I knew fans were in for something very different and very special. And Night Sessions, like I said, delivers just that. It was so funny listening to it, because I felt like I was reliving the conversation, but I was thinking to myself, he did it. Like, he did it.
You were one of the ones that I really couldn't wait to talk to, because we had talked about it, and you shared the same passion about it that I did at the time. And it was felt like so long, you know, it was a long time ago, but it seemed like it took forever to happen, but I'm glad I took my time to make it right.
Yes.
Even sonically, you know, because everything that I said I wanted to do, you know, I'm happy to say that, you know, with the guys that I work with, I was able to get the vision across.
And, right.
You know, you were a part of that from the beginning. You, people like you and Mike Reynolds and Terry, you know, even in private conversations, we've had this conversation talking about, you know, how I had planned to do it. So, you know, for you guys, you know, knowing from the beginning what I was going to do, you know, everybody didn't know. for you guys knowing at the beginning what I was going to do, you know, I'm glad that, you know, you're saying, man, you did it, you know.
You did. It's incredible. I was going to ask you if you felt like you translated your message, but clearly you translated the message in the music, because all you got to do is just push play and just let it play. I mean, really, and each song is like, you know, I know you and I both see music on a wide spectrum, meaning, you know, not being afraid to think outside the box, like you said, and taking chances and doing things different, and not being afraid to do things different. Just do it. And
absolutely.
You did tell me, you know, you said, you know, you took your time with it, and it was going to be, it was just going to be just so. So I see how this is your baby, because it was methodically, I mean, thought out. You had an idea, you had a concept, and you were not going to be satisfied until it all came together, and you did it.
If it took another year to make it right, I was going to take another year, and that's a risk in itself, because everybody knows in every genre of music, just music period, as a fairly new artist, and I've been in this, what, just 5 years
Yeah.
now. So at the end of the day, even though, you know, my fan base is growing more rapid now, I'm still fairly new to the game. So
Right. You
always take a risk the longer it takes for you to come out with something new.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now, it no one was disappointed, and I couldn't have been more, you know, me, I'm as much as I love the music, I am more so proud of you. I'm more proud of you for being that voice, for having the guts and the wherewithal and the drive and the passion to do it. Because that's a lot of folks won't take those chances at this point in the game. They'll wait. Or they may put a piece here or a piece there. But Night Sessions, I gotta tell you, I don't think you, every genre of music and every, like when we talked, everything you discussed and described is covered on Night Sessions. I mean,
wow.
The influence is heard. I'm like, okay, so we talked about pop, we talked about hip hop, we talked about all these different things, and here it is. All it's all there. I don't know how you did it, but
a lot of prayer and a lot of just studying, you know, the music that that I wanted to get across. You know, I studied some Justin Timberlake and some Katy Perry and some Parliament, some Funkadelic and some EWF, and I mean just some Boyz II Men and Brian McKnight. I studied a lot of that stuff, and you know, I'm
wow.
just, you know, deciding, well, I'm going to do it my way. But you know, you're going to hear a little bit of, you know, these genres and all of the music. You know, I didn't want to be boxed in.
Right.
And even with my radio, the first single, there are artists that would have been petrified of letting Marianne go out as the first one. And I'm not even on front. I was a little nervous because Marianne, that's, you know,
yeah,
it's aggressive. It's funky.
Yes, you know, it's so very aggressive. Yes.
I've never released a single that aggressive. Everything I've released, the four singles that I've had out as an artist, Fifth Avenue, Between Us, Please Don't Say No, and Snap, were very, they were very contemporary jazz.
Right, right.
And I, you know, this music I love, those songs still came from the heart, but I wasn't really stretching when I was doing those songs. So it made more sense to release those as singles. But Marianne, I mean, I was saying, do I do this? Or I was like, okay, no, let's no thinking about it. I already said I was going to take risks. And, you know, if it doesn't even go up high on the charts, I don't really know what it's going to do. It's number 18 right now.
It is number 18, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, no matter what it does, I took the risk. And you know what it has done? I have had, now this is something that didn't happen on Endless Possibility that much.
Okay.
I have had young people from the ages of 17 to 24 and calling me not just about Marianne, but about the whole record and telling me they got the record on repeat and it's in their rotation with their Lil Wayne, with their Katy Perry, with their Rihanna, with their Beyonce. Nicholas Cole is in the mix.
Nicholas Cole, that is what you set out to do. Oh my God. Like, I'm like smiling. I'm blushing. I'm grinning from ear to ear. I'm so, when I tell you, I'm so happy. I can't even tell you. That is what you set out to do.
That's what I set out to do.
Yes.
It was important to me. You know, it was so important to me. And I know you can share the same. See, I can't even really have this conversation in detail with a lot of other people because, you know, it's just me and you. We talked about this. So it's so
crazy. It's crazy.
Right now.
Oh, my God.
Actually thinking that, wow, like, they are really playing this music in their car and they're blasting it. They're not ashamed to roll the windows down and play the music. They're not ashamed to let their friends hear it. You know what I'm saying? I've had so many people. Look, I got people that's, I'm telling you, from ages 17 to like 24 texting me and screenshotting, you know, pictures of the record and on their phones and either taking pictures of their stereo with the music playing. And this is in their queue with all their trap music and all their R&B and all their other stuff they listen to.
Well, Nicholas, I see it. Like, I'm literally visualizing what you're saying as you're saying it. And because Night Sessions gives you the opportunity to do just that, it lets you put it in the mix with all that other stuff because it fits right in. Even though it may be on the, you know, some of it may be on the something you're not as used to, but it's something in it that engages you. And so you won't turn away from it because it's engaging you. And you're like, ooh, I like this. Ooh, you know, this feels good. Next to my Lil Wayne.
Exactly. Which is crazy. Like, you know, because you never think, you know, you think, wow, I want to do that and I want to make people or young people listen in a way that they can, after they get done with their Rihanna CD, they can put it in and they can still groove and not feel bored listening to it.
Right,
you know?
Right. Well, thus Marianne, as aggressive as it is and funky as it is, was absolutely a magnificent choice in first single because it comes out the gate swinging and it's like, what?
Exactly. You know, it just makes you say, like, what? Like, what did he just, you know, what did this whole band just do? You know, so, and because people wasn't expecting that kind of.
Nope.
After releasing four singles and having a number one with one of those safe and just straight down the middle, obvious choices for a single, you know, nobody expected me to follow that after having a number one with Snap. Because you would think naturally, okay, so he got a number one with the track that's like straight down the middle, smooth jazz. So
he going to stick with that.
Exactly. They're going to think, okay, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So he's going to come with the same thing.
No.
But you know what? At this point, you know, I'm trying to change the game. You know, I'm not really worried about a number one on this particular record. I'm just, you know, I'm worried about, you know, inviting some new fans into this. Because think about it, you know, every genre has to gain new fans. If it doesn't, then the genre dies with the people who die listening to it.
Yes. And the truth be told, guess what? The truth be told, like we talked about, it's there's only so many people to go around, and nobody lives forever.
Right.
So therefore, you and you know your comrades and colleagues, you know Jillian and LeBron and Lynn and all you guys, you know, when I talk to them as well, you all share the same sentiment about the music. You all share the same outlook about the music. And I so appreciate and love you guys for that, because I'm talking to the future of this genre that we all love. I mean, like, oh my goodness, I spent Labor Day weekend with, you know, listening to David Sanborn live and Marcus Miller and Earl Klugh. Like you're talking about heaven? You're talking about you're talking about what I listened to as a little girl. So,
yeah.
And, you know, and I'm in my 40s. So you're talking about moving me and touching me. And so I get it. But then, like you said, I can listen to Maputo and then I can turn around, but I can listen to Marianne and shake my head and like, yeah, you know, it gives you got to be able to go the gamut, because it can't just stay, even though they're classics and they'll never, ever be John Coltrane's and all, they'll never ever. But.
No, that's right.
There's room. As long as we have a future, there's room. There's room for more.
There's room for everybody with gifts.
Yes.
I mean, if you got a gift to do it and you're meant to do it, there's room for everybody. Yes. I don't want to be John Coltrane.
Right.
I don't want to be Bobby Lyle. I just want to use my gift to make some people happy and to you know, be a part of a little piece of history in music. You know, that's all I want to do. And, you know, because I'm just as much a fan of all of the people, even some of the people I'm working with now, I'm just as much a fan now as I was
when
I was just listening to them and not working with
them. Right.
So, you know, I really just think that there's room for everybody. And, you know, I'm not selfish about, you know, let's say, like, if I was a veteran in this and I came out in 89 and I was still around today as one of, you know, jazz premier artists, I wouldn't care about no younger guy coming up, you know, playing and getting some shine.
Right.
So that's how we keep it alive, you know, with, you know, younger people coming in and that can play, you know, and keeping this thing going, because, you know, you don't want to see something you love die.
Right.
So nobody ever thinks that, okay, when you get married, we might not die together, so one of us may go before the other. You never want to see that happen.
Right.
So it's the same with, you know, jazz. You never want to see it go because you're a lover of it, but how do you keep it alive? Keep it alive by inviting new artists in it and new fans.
And see, that's the key, because it's not just about the new artists. There has to be a new fan base.
Exactly.
I mean, they go together. You can't have one without the other, because the current fans too, we won't live forever, you know, and I'm talking about myself even. We won't, you know, there needs to be that younger, that 17-year-old that says, whoa, what is that?
Absolutely.
Ooh. And so if your message gets across, you know, it's almost like I'm imagining the ability or how to get it across the entire country and the world. How do you get this message out? Or how?
Exactly.
I don't know. It's so confusing. But I know that what you're saying is exactly right. It has to be done. And I guess you got to start somewhere. And my dear, you did that with Night Sessions. Let me just tell you, you started it.
Oh,
you started it. So I just tell you, you better keep it up. Oh no, that means you better keep it up.
Oh yeah, absolutely. No, I plan to release music that stretches in every way from now on when I release music. You know, I'm not really trying to stay safe. You know, I didn't really always have this concept coming into it. I thought I had to fit in. I'm not trying to fit in.
No, you don't.
I'm trying to do something new. I could care less about that now. You know, I'm trying to do something a little new. And just invite my friends along. Like today I made a post And I've seen a couple of other artists do that, and I think it's a great thing to discover new talent and get other musicians who might be only used to playing gospel or pop music or R&B to get them involved in jazz as well.
Uh-huh.
I posted a status today asking musicians, if I post a link to stems of my new single, will musicians do covers of it? Bass players, drummers, guitar players, saxophone players, trumpet players, do covers, post the covers. Whoever has the best cover in each category, you'll be able to work with me on something, whether it's my own record or somebody else's record that I'm working on. This gives them a chance to hear themselves playing the music. Maybe they'll say, okay, I would love to have a career in this somehow.
Oh, Nicholas, you know what? I was going to talk to you about that, but I'm glad you brought it up because I did not, when I saw that post, I thought, I read it a couple times, make sure I read it right. And I said, And I just... And I was trying to, you know, and I hadn't seen that. I know I haven't seen that posted anywhere. So I was like, well, I've seen it posted, I guess, differently. Like, okay, well, if you, but it was more so if you want a copy of this than something. But I've never seen it done from your perspective because you're coming at it not just to get, it's not about Marianne. It's not about you. It's about other people. See, that is the difference.
It goes far beyond me. It goes far beyond my single. It does bring some notice to me because the single is mine.
Right.
And in the grand scheme of things, it's much bigger than me.
Right.
And in the long run, it has nothing to really even do with me. It has something to do with gaining 30, 35, 40 musicians in jazz now, you know?
You know what?
I mean, it's bringing, instead of them coming or instead of them just finding it, we're bringing it to them and saying, hey, come on in.
You know what? Like, like you almost leave me speechless, Nicholas, because just when I think you have amazed me, you turn around and do it again. That is absolutely deserves much more than applause. It deserves more kudos than I can give you. But you know, at the root of this, I know your heart. And I know where that's coming from. And I know that there's a God living inside of you. I know him well. And I know that will always come first. And I know that is what drives you. And that thus making all this right here we're talking about happen. All this.
Right. Absolutely.
Period. And that for me, I mean, that for me, you know, that's signed, sealed, delivered for me. Just the fact that is where you're coming from. And the fact that you're so open. You're so not, you know, you're selfless. You're so just all those fruits of the spirit and all those nice things that we wish everybody was. And that doesn't mean you're perfect. It just means that you are.
No.
Right. Of course, no one is. But you set a darn good example, Nicholas Cole. You set a darn good example of many things. I can't even too much to even get into, but I'm just going to tell you that right there, what you just said about that post, because I did see it, and I look forward, I can't wait to see what you get and how you put it together. And I hope you know, keep us updated on that. Put that out there. Let us know who won what and who they are. And
absolutely. Even if you want to share the status and
I am.
Get the word out there,
I will.
On it, you know, because we're just trying to, you know, we got to invite new, and I'm not even talking about just artists, but guys that are session musicians. These guys will go home and they'll make covers of this song. They'll listen to, and they're only doing the covers because they like the song right now.
Right.
And they see the name jazz attached to it. So, you know, they're going to, in return of making these covers, they're going to go on Spotify and they're going to go on iTunes and they're going to buy some jazz music because, you know, they're hearing what's going on and I'm going to get them hip to the LeBrons of the world and the Julians of the world and laying around trees and the Vets too. I'm going to get them hip to the Cobertsons and, you know, the Dave Cobb and Richard Elliott, because as big as those guys are, you know, my friends may not know because their parents didn't bring them up listening to jazz like I was brought up.
Right.
You know, I knew Brian Culberson and Dave Cobb and Richard Elliott when I was 4 years old.
Hello.
But you know, it wasn't that way for all of my friends.
Right,
so
right.
This is a way to get them involved, because the musicians that are doing these covers, they have brothers, they have friends of their own, and they're going to tell them, "Dude, go listen to the cover I just put up."
Well, you know what? I'm so glad you are actually of the age where you are, so you're still in the mix. You're in the mix enough to know exactly how they think, exactly what they're going to do, and exactly how to reach them. So you're in a perfect position, Nicholas. You're in a perfect position musically as an artist, and you're in a perfect position as a young man to know exactly the mind of what young people, you know, the minds of young people and what they're doing and how they're doing it, you know, as far as their social media and all this gadgets and gadgets and all this stuff. You just know. So you have really the best of both worlds. You really are in a very, very good position to do exactly what you set out to do. And clearly, because the album itself is number 717 as of the 8th, 2 days ago, for Top Smooth Jazz Album. So, you know, you got Marianne at 18th, the album at 17th. I mean, and that's just, it just came out August 21st. So, I mean, it's not doing bad. And so, my dear, you came out strong. And like you mentioned, you included some features on the album. Not just, you work with some good session players, because I see, you know, you got Jerry Johnson's in you. And all these people you work with just in your session musicians. But you featured, one of my favorite songs is So Good, and on that song you featured the vocals of Anthony Saunders. Now, is he local? That's what I want to know.
Actually, Anthony is from Kansas City, Kansas.
Okay, okay.
I found out about Anthony through Julian. If you remember, on Julian's Breakthrough record, he has a song called Be My Girl.
Yes.
And that was Anthony singing on that. And I remember asking Julian, damn, I'm like, dude, who is your boy? On Be My Girl, man. I'm like, I got to have him on my next joint. I'm like, this dude is smooth, man. And, you know, he started giving me the rundown about Anthony. I ended up calling Anthony. Me and Anthony are good friends now. And we're doing some other stuff together right now, actually, and got some stuff in the works. So you'll be hearing some stuff.
Wow.
But, so, yeah, so that's how that came about with Anthony. I'll give you a rundown with everybody. I met K-Ta during Catalina in 2011.
Okay, and you played on Hide and Seek, okay.
Yeah, he's the one that played on Hide and Seek, and I met him because, you know, going out to California, that was my first time in Cali. I didn't know anybody there except for, like, Brian Simpson and Cobus, and those are the only two people I really knew out there. A guy named KT Tyler, who was out there, he put a band together for me, and KT was in the band. I loved his sound then, and every time since then that I've gone to California to play, I think KT has played except for like one time, and he was just perfect for that song, you know, and he added that, you know, Asian flair to it, and so it was perfect. And Steve Cole, of course, I met through Marcus Anderson, and he played on Endless Possibilities. And, yeah, so I had to bring him back.
Yep.
He slayed just one night on the last record. So, so I hit him up, and we're also working on some stuff for his record right now. Yeah. So, and that has the same feel, as Night Sessions. It's very fresh and new. So Steve is on the, you know, he gets it.
Yeah. And it's funny because when we had our one-on-one, me and you conversation, you mentioned Steve Cole. You mentioned Steve Cole a couple times. So when I saw Steve Cole's name as a feature, I said, uh-oh. I said that during Nicholas. I said, you know, Nicholas said, you know, because you talked about his tone. You talked about how much you love his tone. And I thought, I mean, of course,
one of the best in the business, you know.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't get too much better than Steve Cole. That's my opinion. I don't care who thinks
right.
that. That's just their opinion.
Right.
But my honest opinion, that he has one of the best tones and is one of the best sax players in the game. So naturally, you know, if he allows me to work with him, of course I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah. And he put the thing on date night. He put the thing on date night.
Oh man, he put it down. You know, he put it down. Everybody that hears that song is like, "Yo, is that for an awful long sex?" I'm like, That's my uncle. He's just a little bit lighter than me.
Right, right. I mean, he put it down. he put it down. But it's funny because I wasn't surprised to see Steve's name because we talked about him. I wasn't surprised to see Jillian's name because he told me right. He was working with you. But that, you know, and Jillian, of course, like just like Steve, put his stamp on my love. He has that romantic vibe, and which he's very good at, and he and I talked about that. That is when I heard it with a sight unseen, without knowing it was Jillian, I knew it was Jillian. You know, I knew it.
Oh man, yeah,
I knew it.
Yeah, Jillian has a sound, man. You know, and the great thing about having Jillian, he just came in the industry right at the right time. But if he's listening, you know, if he may see all of this or whatever. You know, he knows that I'm not comparing him to Wayman, but when we think about us losing Wayman and feeling like there would be nobody to fill that void again, you know, and Jillian is not Wayman, you know, and Wayman wouldn't be Jillian, but, you know, when you look at Jillian Vaughn and you hear his music, it's like you feel something in his music that is
familiar,
you know, that is familiar, and you feel like, okay, so that sound is not gonna leave us completely.
Right. Yeah. He and I had that deep conversation, and I was like, yeah, you gotta stick with it. You gotta stick with it. You gotta stick
Absolutely.
With it. You gotta stay in the game. Please stay in the game.
I would hate to lose somebody like Julian, especially after losing somebody like a Wayman Tisdale, you know, because I mean, you know, Wayman can hit one note and everybody's like, oh, that's Tisdale.
Right.
That's him, you know. And you feel yourself like when a Julian song comes on, you know, okay, that's Ju.
You know, now, you know what? It's funny you say that because just I was in the car riding, and I don't care if it's a song Julian played on. I don't care if it's his own song or, you know, I'm able to do just that now. I know instantly that is Jillian. I know the sound. I know it's him. Whether it's his song or he's playing with somebody else. So you're right. He's paved himself a way, you know. And so I definitely encourage him to, you know, to stay true to that. Stay true to who he is. You know, you do the romantic thing very well. But then again, yes, don't have a box. Don't stay in a box. Get out the box. You know, do what you love, but don't stay in the box.
And yeah, exactly.
And he gets that, Jillian. You know, he gets that.
He does.
When you completed Night Sessions, Nicholas, did you feel a sense of relief, like you had accomplished entirely what you set out to do?
You know what? I really did. I was a little I won't say stressed, but just eager and just really wanting to make sure that I accomplished what I was setting out to accomplish, you know. And I knew when Jeff Lunt emailed me, and I suppose for those that don't know Jeff is Tripping the Rhythm A&R guy, label guy.
He's a wonderful guy.
Yeah, Jeff's cool dude. And Jeff is not easy to please when it comes to Jeff is not easy. I mean, Jeff, you might, okay, this is the thing. An artist might send Jeff something and you might think, oh man, this is a banger. He's going to love this. And Jeff would be like, oh, cool. It's pretty cool. Man. I was like, Jeff, okay, what else? I mean, it was cool. Yeah, it was cool. Hey, what you been doing today, man? I'm like, dog, Jeff. My God. So when he emailed me back, he was like, dude, you really got something here. I was like, yes. I was relieved, kind of, yeah. You know, and that was a number of people that, you know, are very hard to please. Another is my promoter, Dave Cooner. Dave is hard to please like that. It's like not just anything gets him to leap out of his seat. And he called me listening to some of the songs one day, and I could hear him like, while he's listening to the music. So I could tell, man, he's digging it.
He's feeling it.
He's digging it.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
So, so it's just little things like that that would relieve me, you know, after it was done with. And this was, you know, some weeks and about a month before it came out, I was very relieved to know that, you know, when everybody kept saying it was fresh and these were industry people and not just fans that are listening, because, you know, even if, you know, label people tell you it's not your best work, but your fans, are, you know, most of the time they're going to love it.
Right.
Because they're a fan of you, you know.
Right.
When, you know, industry people were saying, man, it's fresh, and, you know, the audience that are listening to the music, you know, that's when I knew, you know, man, I could kind of rest in knowing that, you know, something was started here. You know?
Wow. Well, in addition to Night Sessions and being busy with that, you are also still performing with Generation Next alongside Lannon LeBron. I see you guys have been pretty busy lately.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I love it. I haven't seen the show yet, but I don't know. I just don't even know why I keep missing the show.
Oh Lord, you got to come on out.
I mean, for you to live so close to me, I don't understand.
Yeah, I know, right? And we pretty much almost down the street from each other.
I know. I don't understand. Like, why I can't see Nicholas Cole?
Thing, though, we haven't done any shows in North Carolina. Like, I'm from here, but I haven't done any shows in North Carolina this year, and I don't have any this year. So I haven't done anything in North Carolina, really. Everything I do is away, always.
Well, that's okay, because I get out. Trust me, when I tell you I get on that road or on a plane, I do it all the time.
Get on that road. I'll tell you what, it's close. It's pretty close to me and you. I don't know what you're doing on the 14th of November, but I'll be in Silver Springs, Maryland with Lynn and Jasmine Jent. Jasmine Jent is another wonderful young sax player, lady coming up in the game. She's dope. Girl can play. Pop music. Me and her are going to be doing something soon. All of us are going to be in Silver Springs, Maryland, on November 14th.
On the 14th. What's happening on the 14th? Let me think about that. I know the 13th I'm doing something. The 14th, I mean, let me put it on my calendar, Nicholas, and look. Because I do get around now. I get around, but it's for some reason. I can't catch. For some reason, I swear, I'm like, I don't understand. I can't catch you or Generation Next. I don't understand. I'm just not. But that's okay, because it's going to all have to change. It's going to all have to change. It's got to change. Just like this game got to change, this got to change, Nicholas. Because the fans. Yeah, the fans, you know, people even here in your own home state, they need to know. They need to know. They need to get it. And they need to see it, smell it, touch it, know it, hear it, fall in love with it, you know, because it's home, you know.
Yeah,
so
I might end up starting my own festival or something in North Carolina, because, you know, there's not much here. So, I mean, we don't even have a lot of jazz stuff. You got some stuff in Charlotte going on, right?
We got too much stuff in Charlotte. I can't keep up. Nicholas, I can't keep up.
I thought y'all had quite a bit going on in Charlotte. So, you know, whoever's over that, you know, hit me up if you want to.
Hello, because guess what? Do not get me started. Do not get me started, Nicholas. We're not going down this road right here, because that will never come back, because you know how I feel about that. But I can tell you.
But that's all I'm going to say.
But I feel you. And Monica got you. You know I got you. You know I feel you.
Oh, yeah.
You let me tell you. Anybody that I have a chance to, you know, promoter-wise, seriously, in anywhere that I have a chance to if when they ask, because occasionally people ask, well, what do you think? You know, well, who do you think? I'm going to always pull from home first. I'm going to always do that. And forget about just the fact that it's home. I'm going to say, hey, you people, it's very few times, Nicholas, that I'm not talking about, honest, and this is honest to God's truth, that I'm not talking to musicians. I'm talking about not musicians, artists. Let me just separate that out right there. Artists who are in the game, been in this game for a long time, that I don't bring up your name. That I don't bring up your name by way of, hey, you ain't heard Nicholas Cole. Well, you're sleeping and you better go look him up and you better find it out. No, I'm honest to God, because I try to let them know that there are people that just because they haven't heard of them or they don't know, I'm trying to tell them, don't sleep. And more importantly, understand that what he's trying to do in this world right here, in this genre, is something that you better take notice of, because he is doing something that is different from the same old, same old, same old. I tell him with some attitude, like, don't get it twisted. I do, Nicholas. You know I do, because this is what I'm talking about. And I'm tired of telling people, if they just play the darn record, they'll hear it themselves. And so Night Sessions, thanks to you, will give them that opportunity to hear what it is I'm trying to say, what you're trying to say, and get the message across that, hey, it's okay to go a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, a little bit around the corner, and back around, and do whatever you get. It's okay. It works.
Totally okay.
It's okay. And so going into closing out 2015 and going into 2016, will you still be with Generation Next and doing your own thing, or what is going on?
Okay, so about the Generation Next thing, you know, we've been talking about a couple of options, and we've actually been thinking about maybe making Generation Next kind of like a Rippington's Foreplay type of thing.
Oh.
So we go out and do our own thing for a little while, come back and do the record. So we got a Generation Next record that we're thinking about putting out.
Ah.
And, just a Generation Next record. And we may even feature some of our friends on that, you know, Marcus and Julian, the boys, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
just make it a thing that we keep doing, because it's really working and people really don't want to see it end, you know.
Right.
Because last year, you know, we thought that was pretty much going to be, you know, okay, we're just going to do it for this year, you know, kind of
right.
get a little buzz going and just
right.
kind of be on our way. And, it was just a really, you know, it was a demand for it to keep going. So, as long as the people want it, you know, we'll give it to them, you know?
Exactly. And Night Sessions, will Night Sessions be hitting the pavement soon? Will you and...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You and Night Sessions hitting the road, going into the new season, going right
yeah,
into
me,
festival season.
Yeah, Night Sessions and I, you know, we'll be doing our own thing on a few things, you know, and then, you know, Generation Next on some of that stuff, too. So I'll be doing both, as well as everybody, because everybody has new CDs out now. So,
yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, so we'll be doing some stuff separate, and then, you know, we'll do some stuff together, and then we'll come together and start going to the studio and recording the first record. You know, we'll put
right.
that out, get our little photo shoot together, you know, and put out a Generation Next on the trip and the rhythm, and just see, you know, how it does, you know,
right,
people,
right.
and if people still want it after that, we'll keep it going, you know.
Well, that's again another beautiful, smart, wise continuation of what you've already started. It just makes sense. And speaking of covers, let me just put that out there in photo shoots. I just couldn't resist. I couldn't resist talking about this album cover, this CD cover. First of all, I'm like, first of all, I'm mad at him for being around all that music. That's number one. Number one, I'm looking like, if he is, where did this music come from? And I'm mad because what I wouldn't give to be in the midst of all that music. I would just like think I'd die and go to heaven.
Oh yeah, we got, you know, there was so much music around me. I had Gap Band. I was like a kid in the candy store to see this much vinyl, you know. And that was my concept for the album cover. The same way that album cover came out is the same way I explained to my photographer I wanted it to look like. I said I wanted to have, you know, suited on, you know, I wanted to be suited and sit in, you know, one knee up with a bunch of vinyls around me, just going through them and, you know, I just wanted a bunch of music around me, kind of just going through that stuff, because I knew that some of the songs would have kind of a retro feel of a record.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with songs like Marianne, you know, Radiohead, War, it's kind of like a Michael Jackson type of thing. So Good, it's kind of like an EWF type of vibe. So I was like, so we got some retro stuff up here.
Right.
So I wanted the cover to kind of coincide with that. And when I gave him the idea, he had the perfect spot. He already knew where to go.
Wow.
And I went up like, couple of weeks later, we did the photo shoot, knocked it out, and it turned out great, you know. And I saw Stevie, man, at this. I'm like, I'm going to hold Stevie in one hand.
Yes, you are. Yet the best album. Oh my God! Are you kidding me? You picked the right one. You ever?
When I tell you, I'm obsessed with Stevie Wonder and have been for as long as I can remember.
Me too.
I think this man is the greatest writer to ever live. You know, I really do. It's Stevie Wonder's David Foster's Babyface. These are some of the greatest writers they ever do, and Stevie, you know. I mean, when you think about musicians, he's the whole package. He's the writer, he's the producer, he's the arranger. He can play multiple instruments, you know. And this is a man that has a handicap doing all of this, you know.
Right, right, right.
So that shows that there are no limits.
There are no limits.
There are really no limits.
Right.
You can't even let a handicap.
And no excuses.
No excuses, yeah. That leaves you no excuses. If Stevie Wonder can do all of what he has done in all of these years, and still doing, there's still as much, no, not as much, but there's more of a demand for him now than it was 30 years ago.
You're right. I you are exactly right. And when I tell you that I don't always say, and I love my music and I love those who bring it, but there, if I had to pick one person that I would say, this is my, like, if I had and one idol, it'd be Stevie Wonder, hands down, no doubt about it.
Hands down. Absolutely.
I mean, I hate to even, I mean, that's just what it is. I mean, I ain't gonna front.
If I had to pick one artist that I had to be locked in a room with listening to their music for 2 months, it would be Stevie Wonder.
Exactly. There you go. Perfect way to put it. Me too. Because who, I don't want to, I love some, I don't want to hear nothing else. I mean, because the catalog is so massive. And
it's,
you can
so
go,
broad. Oh my God.
See, kind of, you know, and he touches on a little bit of this, a little bit of that. A little bit. He sprinkles it. He doesn't just stick to one thing. Ah, sound familiar? That sounds familiar, Nicholas. See, now I'm seeing you right now. I'm seeing you. I'm seeing what you're doing here. I didn't get that to just right now, but now I got it. As soon as you said that, I'm like, okay. I said it came out of my mouth, but wait a minute. That's exactly what he's doing. He's giving us, Nicholas is giving us that same thing. He's giving us. He's not sticking to one genre. He's not putting himself in a genre box. He's saying, hey, all these genres exist. Let's show them all some love. And let's just
absolutely
show it all some love, because it's music. Why not?
It's music. Why not? You know, I mean, there's just so much out there. Let's let it all shine. Let's let people hear it all, you know. I listen to Sting. I listen to Stevie. I listen to Andre Crouch.
Ooh.
I listen to Snarky Puppy.
Ooh, yes.
You know, so there's just so much music out there, man. And you know, I can't understand how anybody can listen to just hip-hop or just gospel or just jazz. There's so much out there. You know, there's music for days out there, you know?
Right, right. And the people...
Let it all influence you.
Right, and the people can... They don't have to, like, love it. You don't have to love it, but... To me, and just like to you, if it's all about the music, that is what it is. It's not about a genre. When I say it's all about the music, it's all about the music. I was listening. Someone sent me a clip of these young boys from Brooklyn. They are three black kids. And I mean, they got to be 14 years old, Nicholas. I'm not lying. And they were a rock. I'm talking about rock. I'm talking about rock as in... rock and roll, like rock, okay? Heavy metal. No, heavy metal rock, like for real. These young boys, and they were black. When I tell you that they were killing, when I tell you I couldn't believe these, they were, the video I saw, they were in Canada. These were, and I started to post it. I started to post it with the statement, you know, if only, you know, music is colorless. Music has no color. So, even though, you know, as colorful as it is, it has no color. So wouldn't it be amazing if the world could see through the eyes of music and exist? Because if so, we would all get along, period.
Oh, absolutely. It unites. Music is the one thing that can bring people together like nothing else. I mean, watch when your favorite song comes on. I don't care if you're black, white. You find yourself singing together, dancing together. I mean, everything just seems to not even matter anymore.
You're right.
Issues, nothing. It just, if it's a 5-minute song, that stuff doesn't even matter anymore.
Right.
In that moment.
Right.
Know?
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. These young black boys had a crowd of white Canadians. When I tell you they were on, when I tell you thought you were at a Ozzy Osbourne concert, like they were jumping. When I tell you it was like that, and there were three, and these kids were like 14 years old. I was like, they got these people in the palm of their hand giving it to them. It was like I was looking at little Jimi Hendrix. I was like, oh my God, who are you? Like, little boy, who are you? I immediately wanted to know, where did you come from? Who are you? Like, and I'm telling you, Nicholas, I'm gonna email you the clip. He said, we're from Brooklyn. Da, da, da. And I'm gonna send it to you in a few minutes. When I tell you they rocked that thing out, but because you will appreciate it. You will get it. You'll get it, and you'll be like, whoa. And it made me want to go find them and sit them down and say, what in the world? And then I thought about their parents. I thought, how smart and how incredible their parents were to realize that it was a drummer, a bass player, and a guitar player. And when I tell you would not know, you would not listen to somebody who had been doing this for 40 years. As a matter of fact, that little guitar player was, when I say, I'm just going to say Jimi Hendrix. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, wow.
So that gave me hope. It made me think about, okay, these are black kids, so I was so pleased that they were playing something probably the total opposite of what most people would think they should play. I was thrilled. Because why not? Right. Why not? Why can't they rock it out? And clearly, they got folks in the palm of their hand as little boys. I said, boy, when they get older, if they stick like this, all you can say is, uh-oh, watch out. I'm serious, Nicholas. Like, it's like, I don't know who doing this right now, but whoever doing this, you better watch out, because these puppies right here are giving you the business.
Man, that's crazy.
But you will appreciate that. So that's why I mean, when I send it to you, you're going to say, I get it. Like you better respond, Nicholas. You better hit me back. As a matter of fact, you're probably going to call me back and be like, dude,
I believe it.
Where they come from. Okay, Nicholas, now, so I can send you this, so I got the phone and send you this. Where can your fans get a hold to your social, to all your contests and all your information, and to keep up with your album that's going to be steady climbing the charts, and, you know, yada, yada, yada. Tell me what you got, where you are, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook is just my name, Nicholas Cole. Instagram is Nick Cole 88, NickCole88. Twitter is the same, Nicholas Cole, Nick Cole 88. Yeah, so you can find me on all of those social media sites. You know, I'm posting, you know, pictures, videos, giving you an inside scoop of my life. My website is www.nicholascolejazz.com. The website is under construction right now, so you know, you'll be able to see a new website and, you know, the dates that we have, for the end of the year, and you'll be able to see new pictures up there, and you'll be able to hear snippets of night sessions up there, and I might even, I'm thinking about recording some music videos actually to some of the songs.
Please do. Please do.
With a live band and like an intimate audience. So stay tuned. You know, I might have that coming. You know, I'm trying to have my hand in everything right now. So
please do that. That would be awesome. A video would be like phenomenal.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm working on it.
Well, keep me posted, Nicholas. Keep me in the loop with your brother, please. Keep your girl.
I got you.
Keep your girl in the loop. And stay tuned for this email I'm going to send you. And I appreciate you, Nicholas. I love you dearly. You are the best. And when I tell you, I don't even got to tell you, because you know how I feel. I don't even have to say it no more. I think I'm done telling you, because you already know by now. I'm going to keep up with you, Nicholas. I'm going to find you. I'm going to find Generation Next. I'm going to catch you. If it's the last thing I do in 2016, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, Yeah, come on out, please. Come see us now.
I'm going to. Are you going to be at NAMM? Are you going to be at NAMM in January?
I will definitely be at NAMM in January.
Well, I will definitely see you in January at NAMM, but hopefully I'll see you.
Every time I'm in LA, I usually spend a week, so I'll be hanging out for quite a bit.
Yeah, you got to stay a week in LA. Me too. So I will be there. I will see you there for sure. But that's still in the music. I got to see you in the music, doing it, performing it. Gotta see it. So I'm gonna stay tuned to all your information as well, and so I can keep track and find you somewhere. In the meantime, let's keep watching Night Sessions climb that chart. And do you have an idea, real quick, what the next single might be? Do you have an idea? Are you gonna tell me?
You know what? I'm thinking possibly either the Kickback or maybe My Love.
Juicy. Well, okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking one of those, and we're gonna try to find a way to work so good on those R&B world a little bit, you know. So,
honey, yes, let's hear that on. You know what? Why can't I hear it on Watercolors and Heart and Soul? I don't know why I can't.
Right. You know, why not? So
I can, because guess what? I hear other stuff like that. I hear other stuff like off the same album, so all the time. So why not?
Right. Exactly.
So I say go for it. I say it's gonna happen.
Well, hey, we're gonna go for it, and hey, we're gonna see what happens. If it happens, I'm gonna end up calling you and say, hey, we did it.
No, I'm gonna call you because I'm gonna be in the car listening to it. I'm gonna be one of the people taking a picture of my screen and put it on Facebook saying, look, yay! That's what I'm gonna do. But anyway, Nicholas, it has been a pleasure. It is always a pleasure talking to you. And
absolutely.
Keep it up. That's all I can say is keep it up, my friend. You keep it up. Don't stop.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicholas, and have a good day, and go have fun with Mom tonight.
I sure will, and I'll tell her you say happy birthday.
Thank you, Nicholas, and now look out for your email, okay? I'll talk to you later.
Okay, all right.
Okay, bye.